sat at the table, polite conversation, avoiding the issue at hand. Then he made the coffee, and she did the dishes, and sat down at the table again. She waited a moment, hoping he would speak first, though it never had happened before. He sat there in silence, expecting the worst, till she couldn't wait anymore. She said, "I'm mad." He heard, "I'm leaving." She said, "I need your attention." He heard, "I want you to crawl." She said, "I'm sad." Between what she said and what he heard, she said, "I love you, and that's not the problem. I know how much you care, but for too long now we've been walking on eggshells. I just had to clear the air." And he looked at her like she was speaking Chinese, with some of the letters left out. Try as he may, he just didn't know what she was talking about. She said, "I'm mad." He heard, "I'm leaving." She said, "I need your attention." He heard, "I want you to crawl." She said, much between what she said and what he heard. But he started smiling and she started laughing, and they both reached out their hands. She said, "I think we're from two different planets. No wonder we misunderstand." She said, "I'm mad." He heard, "I'm leaving." She said, "I need your attention." He heard, "I want you to crawl." She said, "I'm sad." He heard, "It's all your fault. There is no translation. Emotions don't fit in words. There's so much between what she said and..."